Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of learning how to deal with emotions so we can overcome in the challenges of life. And we're specifically focusing on fear. God's word to his people is always, fear not, fear not. When we come up against something harmful that is bigger than us and bigger than the power and the resources that we have at our disposal, it is perfectly natural to feel fear. But God's word to us is, fear not. Fear can be crippling. Fear is tormenting. God doesn't want you afraid because it has torment in it. Fear can be crippling, incapacitating. God's message is, fear not. Now, we've made this statement the past couple days. Let me say it again. For a Christian, there's never any reason to be afraid. Never any reason to fear. Because Almighty God, who is perfect love and all power, is our Father. Something may come against you that's bigger than you, but it's not bigger than God. Now, by that statement, I'm not saying that it's wrong to feel fear. You will feel afraid. I'm not saying that there is no reason to be afraid. There are fearful things in this world. But we left off yesterday looking at David, who was a master at dealing with his emotions in a godly way. In Psalm 56, verse 3, he said, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." Now, Psalm 56 was written when he was on the run from King Saul, who intended to kill him. We're not going to reread the whole psalm today, but we read really every verse yesterday, and we find out that David had people pressing in on him daily. He had enemies slandering him, lying about him. They twisted his words. They plotted against him. They continually spied on him. And all of that stimulated fear. But David dealt with it. What time I am afraid, verse 3, I will trust in thee. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. Trust is the Old Testament counterpart to the New Testament word faith. It has the idea of the confidence that comes from knowing you can rely on someone or something. David knew that nothing could come against him that was bigger than God. He says so in this psalm. David knew that the situation he was in didn't take God by surprise. God knew before David was born he would be in that situation, and God already had a plan in mind to work in his situation. David knew that God was for him. David knew that God would take care of him. Now, let me make one real quick statement. I ran out of time yesterday. This is unrelated to our topic, but it needs to be said. This is Psalm 56, verse 7. Shall they, my enemies, escape by iniquity in thine anger? Cast down the people, O God. David prays a number of prayers like this in the Psalms. Get them, God. Destroy my enemies. Get them. Now, you may be thinking, that's the kind of prayer I'm talking about. God, get my enemies. But let me just give some clarification here. As sons and daughters of God, as new covenant, New Testament people, we are called to a higher standard in regard to our enemies than David was. These prayers, they're called imprecatory statements, calling for evil and destruction on his enemies. That's not wrong. That's the light David had. He had a different standard than we, well, different is not probably the right word. David was not born of God as you and I are. We're literal sons of God, literal daughters of God through new birth. We have the indwelling life and spirit of God in us. David did not, and we have a higher standard. As sons and daughters of God, Jesus said, we're to love our enemies and bless those who persecute us. To bless means to speak well of, to speak a blessing. Whole can of worms for another day. But we're to give it over to God to mete out righteous judgment rather than tell God how to deal with it. Kill him, get him, stop him. Whole lesson for another night. Okay, now I want to get back to fear. How do we deal with fear? David said, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." Now, I want you to notice that David connects this to God's word. Let me reread verse 3 and then read verse 4. Verse 3, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." Now listen to verse 4. "In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust." Let me read verse 10. "In God I will praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word." David directly connects trusting God to God's word. When David's sight and circumstances stimulated the emotion of fear, David said, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God I will praise his word. I will put my trust in thee. In God I have put my trust. I will praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word." David said three times he would praise the word of God when he was afraid. Now, what in the world does that mean? When David's sight and circumstances stimulated the emotion of fear, David recalled God's word, God's promise to him. He recalled the fact that there is more to reality than what he could see. God tells him about the unseen power and provision of his kingdom that was backing David. See, David knew there was more to the situation than what he could see. He got that information from God's word. So in the face of fearful circumstances, he renewed his trust in the Lord by remembering God's word. Notice it says, "In God I'll praise his word." Three times he says, "I'll praise his word." What in the world does that mean? Well, the word praise there in the Hebrew is halal. The root meaning is to shine or to shout. That word, "In God I'll praise his word," it means to praise, to commend, to boast, to shine. Obviously, we get the word hallelujah from it. Hallelujah is a command to praise Yah, or the Lord. It comes from this word. But the point for our discussion is this. In the face of fear, David shouted about God's word. In the face of fear, David boasted about God and his promises and his provision. If you were with us last week, we pointed out that that's just what the Apostle Paul did. He talked about rejoicing in hope, rejoicing in tribulation. And the word rejoice is boasting, talking about who God is, what he has done, is doing, and will do. David knew that. Now let me read verse 4. This is out of Harrison's translation. It says, "In God, whose promises I extol, in God I have placed unwavering trust." And then verse 11, "In God whose promises I commend, in the Lord whose assurances I praise." See, to extol something means to talk about it, list its virtues, list its character traits. When you praise God's word, you talk about what God has said. You boast about his promises to you. In the face of fear, David shouted about, boasted about God and his promises and provision. Now let me turn you over to Psalm 34. This is another on the run psalm, another psalm of David written when he was on the run from King Saul. Now this is much longer, so I'm not going to read as much of it, but let me just set the scene for you. David, for a time, went to the city of Gath, G-A-T-H. Gath was actually located in Philistine territory. Whole can of worms for another day. But the king of Gath was a guy named Achish, a Philistine king. His officers came to him, to the king, telling him David was in their city and saying bad stuff about David to him. And David was aware of this, and he became afraid. He went to Gath to try to get away from Saul and find some protection. Well, the king of Gath's officers were making disparaging comments about David to that king, and we're told in 1 Samuel chapter 21 that David was very afraid, so he pretended to be crazy, and the king let him go. Because he seemed crazy, he seemed harmless, so the king dismissed the trash talk that his officers had done about David. Now you might say, and I've read commentators that say David was wrong to pretend to be afraid here, but you know what? Sometimes wisdom in a situation is stand and fight, but sometimes wisdom is get out. You have to know which battles to fight and how. David knew how to fight this battle. The king eventually let him have his own city to stay in the Philistine territory. Whole can of worms for another day. But the point for our whole discussion here is God's word helps you know which battles to fight, which to just turn around and leave, and how to fight your battles. God's word helps us to know that. But I want you to note a statement that David made here. Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Verse 2. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. David said, I'll bless the Lord at all times. I'll keep his praise continually in my mouth. I will boast in the Lord. My soul will make her boast in the Lord. That word boast is the same word translated praise in Psalm 56, where David said, in God I'll praise his word. When David was talking about praising God's word, he was talking about boasting about God and his word. The context here makes it very clear in Psalm 34. Let me keep reading. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The New Living Translation says, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. When David talked about praising God and praising his word, he's talking about boasting God, boasting about who God is, what he has done, is doing, and will do. Now, if we read the whole story in 1 Samuel 21, where we read about David going to Gath, we find out that this situation turned out well for David. In fact, he goes on to say, listen to this, he delivered me from all my fear. Psalm 34, verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Not only did he get delivered from the circumstance, but also from the fear. More tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.